years of some familiar people, and it's just good to be with you all, even though it's remote.
虽然我们在远程录制这样分享，实在遇到大家面熟悉的声音，看到熟悉的面孔，心里十分不高兴。
I'd like to read a scripture from 1 John 5.
我读一段圣经。
And it starts in verse 4.
约翰一书第五章第四节开始。
Can everyone hear okay, or is there some feedback? I don't know if that audio one is muted or not. Paul, are you getting feedback or are you okay?
I'm okay, but maybe
Alright, so this is 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, For all that has been begotten of God gets the victory over the world. And this is the victory which has gotten the victory over the world, our faith. Who is he that gets the victory over the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Okay, 从第四节开始，因为凡从生的就胜过了世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信基督耶稣是神儿子的吗？
Now notice a few times the ones that are gaining victory are believers, and they're gaining victory by faith.
很多时候我们看到这些得胜的是那些信主的人，借着他们的信心，他们可以得胜。Whoever's
born of God has the victory over the world.
从神生的已经胜过了世界。And
the victory that they have is our faith. It's actually described as faith.
在这里面使他们得胜的是他们的信心。And
then again it's described saying, who is it that gets victory over the world? It's the one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
接着下面说，胜过的世界的是谁呢？不是那些信耶稣基督是神儿子的吗？
This is our most basic belief as believers.
这是我们成为一个信徒最基础的信心。
So you definitely get the sense when you read this that this is describing you. If you're a believer, you're in this number.
当我们读这段经文的时候，知道我们自己是信主的人，我们就在这个得胜的人当中。
Now where we started in verse 4, it says, kind of a, has the word for, or F-O-R, so it says, for all that have been begotten of God, as if it's connecting to previous verses.
在第四节这里讲到，因为 凡从生的，就是跟前面的经文是有关系的。And
before this, he's talking about loving other believers and keeping God's commandments. And then he says, God's commandments are not too hard. They're not grievous.
在这里面之前讲到我们应该如何从生而生，也彼此相爱，也遵守他的命令。但这里说守神的诫命不难守。
So why are God's commands not too hard? It's because we have the victory by faith.
为什么守神的诫命不难呢？因为我们借着信已经胜得胜了。So
actually, this passage is talking more about the experience of victory as believers than the stance of victory that we already have.
这里讲到的，不光是讲到我们已经得到了这个得胜的地位。 更是讲到我们能够得胜的经历。For
believers, we already have eternal victory because Christ, our Lord, is the victor.
凡信主的人，我们已经在永远中得胜了，因为主耶稣基督他自己是得胜者。And
we can stop there and we could just share about that because it is very wonderful.
我们可以就停在这里分享这件事情，因为这实在是一个美好的事。
But there's another layer to this, which is, as believers, we're to walk in victory on a daily basis.
在另外一个层面，我们所有信主的人可以在行在得胜的当中。Now,
the first letter by the Apostle John is actually one of the most confusing letters in the New Testament.
约翰一书实在是在新约圣经里面比较难读的一本。
It's one of my favorite, but it's very confusing.
是我很喜欢的、很喜爱的一本书信，但是会让我们读得不清楚。
And one reason is because he is mainly emphasizing current experience of faith and not a doctrine of being a believer.
因为这里讲到的是现在我们能够经历的信心，而不是信心的教导。
So he'll say confusing things like, that which is born of God does not sin.
这里讲到一些啊，从神生的就不再犯罪。
And then if you're thinking of it just like, am I a believer or am I not a believer, then you start to question because you've sinned.
根据这句话，我们会想，我到底是信主了还没有信主？因为我信主之后还犯罪。
But if you think of the part of you that's born of God, that which is born of God never sins.
但是我们仔细思想的时候，我们生命中那一部分从神而生的那一部分是不会犯罪。
If you think of living in the goodness of your born againness, you don't sin when you're walking with the Lord.
当我们从那个美好的那个层面，就是我们重生的复活的生命来跟随主的时候，那是不会犯罪。
But if you just want to be technical, believers can sin.
如果你是想机械的去想，信主的人是会犯罪。
But when they sin, they're not in current fellowship with the Lord, or they're not in current faith, believing on the Lord.
当他们犯罪的时候，他们跟主的信心跟主的关系有一些不好。
So you have to make a distinction, like, I'm a believer for eternity, but I could believe this moment and experience fellowship with the Lord.
我在永世中我是相信主的，在今天我就可以经历这个信心的这件事情。
So going to heaven has to do with the fact that you are a believer, and it's solid and cannot be removed.
上天堂这件事情是因为我们已经相信了主，这件事情是实际的，是不能够挪去的。
But having fellowship with the Lord right now has to do with believing on Him right now.
与跟主能够相交，实在是就在这个时候我们相信。
Now I just this week had some urgent traveling to do and went to a funeral of my aunt.
这周我有一些紧急的旅行的安排，因为我要参加我阿姨的葬礼。
She passed away and they buried her very quicklySoon after she passed away.
她去世了，他们家里也很快的把她安葬。
And she was a believer.
她是一个信耶稣的人。
She had had a Catholic background and had all kinds of thoughts on God, but one day she became a believer.
她从前是一个天主教徒，从前有很多很多不同的相信的东西，有一天她得救了。
And then she later described herself as just a believer, not a Catholic, not a Protestant, but just a believer.
她认为自己是一个单单相信主的人，不是一个天主教徒，不是一个东正教徒。
And her funeral was so full of the victory of Christ that all of the unbelievers there noticed it, and they all talked about it hours afterwards.
在她的葬礼里面满了耶稣基督的得胜，很多在那里参加葬礼的人结束之后还谈论葬礼的事情。
Now, almost 20 years ago, I was working in a doctor's office in a very stressful environment as a manager.
在20年前，我在一个很压力很大的一个诊所工作，成为那个经理。
And my aunt was managing a hotel in a similar stressful environment.
我的阿姨在一个旅馆里面也同样的差不多一样满了压力的工作环境下工作。
And I was connected with her with this because I was helping her and my father and others sell the hotel that they owned.
我跟她联系在一起，因为我跟他们一同帮我爸爸跟他们一起拥有的那个旅馆把它卖掉。
And I knew the stress that she was under, and I was experiencing the worry and the anxiousness that I was under.
我知道他里面的压力，我也知道自己心里面所经历的一些的焦虑不安。
And I knew that she agreed that God is real and that the Bible is true. I knew that she believed in her mind.
我知道他的头脑里相信圣经是真的，也有一位神。
But I didn't know if she was a believer in experience, if she had really been born again.
我实在不太清楚她真正得救了，重生得救了，她真正的相信吗？
So while I'm in the busy office environment, I experienced the peace of God for myself, and it was a wonderful experience.
我在我这样满了压力的工作环境里面，因为神我经历了平安，这对我来说是十分奇妙的。
And that day I thought of my aunt as I was praying for her, and I wanted to send her the scripture that helped me.
那天我就为自己的阿姨祷告，因为我也把我所喜爱的经文送给她。
This scripture is in Philippians 4, and in Philippians 4, he just shares not to worry and not to be anxious.
让我们一无挂虑。
You might know this one, it would be a good one to have on a poster somewhere, or something like that.
也许大家都知道，常常把这个挂在墙上。
For me at the time, it was such a good one to have memorized, because the Lord spoke to me while I was stressed out.
那时候我把它记在心里面，因为我压力很大，我就常常背这段经文。So
then in Philippians 4:6, he's just like, don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你所要的告诉神。
And I was sort of not rebuked, but spoken to by the Holy Spirit, like to stop worrying.
我这里面心里面不光是我感觉可能是圣灵责怪我，更是圣灵向我说，让我里面不要再挂虑。You
know what happens when you worry? Your mind goes all over the place, and your heart is beating a little extra fast.
你知道，当你挂虑的时候、忧虑的时候，你的头脑胡思乱想，你的心跳也会加速。
And I was anxious.
我里面压力很大。
But it says to do something. It says to pray.
这里面让我们祷告。
It says to let your request be made known to God.
将你所要的告诉神。
So I brought all my cares to the Lord.
我把我里面心里面所想要的都告诉了神。
And then the next verse, verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which is beyond your understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts.
在这里面第七节所讲的神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
That's what I experienced. My heart calms down as I brought everything to the Lord.
这是我所经历的，我的心安静下来，当我把所有的事情都告诉神的时候。
And my thoughts were able to focus again by the peace of God, and I could actually do the needed work at hand.
经历神的保守，让我可以安静下来，让我可以专心我该做的事情。
I could enjoy the day even with the pressure because I had the peace of God protecting my heart and my thoughts.
因为这个里面的平安保守我的心怀意念，虽然外面压力很大，我还是可以享受每天的生活。
I had been a believer for maybe 8 years.
那时候我已经信主了八年。
I had experienced that verse many times in those 8 years.
在八年中，我常常的经历这句话的信息。
Every time I experienced this by faith, it was a victory in Christ.
每次我借着信来经历这句话的时候，那就是主在我里面的得胜。
And so this day was just part of my normal Christian walk with the Lord where I could gain victory and do what I needed to do.
这一天就是我在经历主靠着他得胜而过该过的日子。
I was believing as a believer.
我因着信而相信。
But my aunt was not a believer yet.
那时候我的阿姨还没有信主。
So I scribbled out this verse in a, like my own paraphrase and I on paper and I sent it to her by a fax machine.
我把这句话用我的话把它写出来，用那个传真机传给她。
So back then we were still using paper fax machines and we could send notes to other offices that way.
那时候我们还用那个纸的传真机来彼此的联系。
And she told me later she was sitting in her office very stressed out and very full of terrible thoughts.
那时候她跟我说，她那时候当时坐在自己的办公室里面， 很压力很重，头脑都胡思乱想。
She was under great pressure. She was so worried. Her heart was fluttering so badly. Even it was bad for her health.
她里面忧虑，里面很多压力，心跳很快。虽然那些不好的想法对她身体是有害处。
Now she knew that God was real. She was a God-fearer, and she kind of was like, "What do I do?"
她敬畏神，也知道神是真的，但是不知道她该怎么做。
And then this fax starts printing off of her fax machine, and she starts to read the scripture.
当这个传真机的纸张慢慢出来的时候，她开始读圣经上面的经文。
And she told me what happened to her.
她告诉我发生了什么。
She said as she was reading it, she brought all of her worries to God.
那时候她一边读的时候，她把里面那些心中的压力一件一件交给神。
She believed that word was true, and she actually obeyed it. She actually did it.
她相信这些话是真的，也顺服这些话，也遵行了这样的话。
That scripture says, if you cast your cares upon him, if you bring your request to him, then the peace of God will come to you.
在这里面他说把这个里面的挂虑都交给献给神的时候，那个平安就赐给我们的心里。
And so believing in his word, she experienced the peace of God for the first time, coming into her heart and calming all of her thoughts.
相信神的话，她第一次经历神的平安，让她里面心中头脑里面都得到安静。
That day, she became a believer. For the first time, she was born again.
那时候她成为一个信徒，第一次经历的重生。
She gained the victory for the moment, but she also gained the victory for eternity.
不光是那时候，在那个时刻，她得了胜了，而且在她永世中，她得了胜了。
Because who is it that gets the victory over the world? Who is it? It's just he that believes.
谁胜过世界呢？就是那些相信主的人。
Even though I want to talk about a lot of experiences of believing, we can't emphasize enough that the stance is a victorious stance as a believer.
我想讲很多很多得胜的经历，但是我们实在要站在那个得胜的地位上。
So this is why that funeral was so full of victory and so full of life and joy.
这就是那个他的葬礼充满了得胜，充满了生命，充满喜乐一个葬礼。
There's a passage in 1 Corinthians 15 I just want to read really quick.
在这个哥林多前书第15章的里面有这样的记载。
In this whole chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, he's talking about the resurrection that is guaranteed for believers and how our body will be changed and we will be with the Lord forever.
这里讲到我们复活之后，在神里面那些确证的成为信主复活的人，我们整个身体要如何的改变。
So whether it's by rapture or the body being raised and made new, there's a victory there that we've already got by resurrection.
不管是我们是在这个肉身中能够建主，还是我们从死里复活，我们每个人都要。
Yeah, I'm going to read from verse 54.
我们从第54节那里。
When this corruptible body puts on incorruptibility, and this mortal body shall put on immortality, then will come to pass the word that's written, Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O death, is your victory? Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin, the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. 好，54节，这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的，这必死的，既变成不死的，那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你的权势在哪里呢？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。
Just by the fact of her being a believer, she has the victory because she has resurrection from the dead. She has the victory over sin's condemnation.
她得胜，她已经得救这个事实，让她可以胜过死亡，让她可以胜过罪，让她可以胜过许多许多那些过得 就造了父亲。
We actually read a passage in John 5:24 that described her situation as a believer.
我们在约翰福音第5章第24节那里讲到。
And so there Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you.
这里讲到，我实在在告诉你。
He that hears my words and believes him that has sent me.
那些听到了话，相信他，那些他我是从神那里差我来的。
So notice there the hearing of the word and the believing.
这里讲到听到主的话，而且相信。
He has life eternal, has eternal life.
他就有永生。
And does not come into judgment.
他就不被定罪。
So this believer will not come into the judgment of hell.
他就不被定罪放在地狱的里面。
But has passed out of death into life.
他经过死而得生了。
And we went on to just contemplate these things and consider even the judgment in Revelation 20 that sends people to hell, the lake of fire.
当我们想这些时候，我们在思想，甚至想到在启示录第20章那里讲到，把人放在地狱里面，经过火，地狱的火，这时候。
But he that believes does not come into that judgment.
那些相信的就不再定罪。This
is the great white throne judgment, and books are opened up, and all of your actions and all of your sins are laid before God.
这是白色大宝座之前的审判，把我们所有想法、所有的心思、所有的行为都放在神的面前。But
the book of life is also opened up, and whoever's name is there does not go into hell.
生命册也同样的被展开，所有放在生命册上记载他名字的就不再经过第二次的死。That
victory over hell has only to do with have you believed on the Lord Jesus? Then you do not come into that judgment.
那些胜过地狱的审判的，就是那些相信耶稣基督的，就不再受地狱的审判。
And so this is the reality of my aunt, and it was so good to be at the funeral and sharing with all of the relatives about the victory that she had in Christ.
这是发生在我姑姑身上的，也是可以跟其他的信徒们一起分享她得胜。
She actually experienced many more victories as a believer, believing on top of belief.
她是在成为信主之后，因信之余信这样的经历，这样得胜的经历更多。When
the book of Romans talks about the gospel, he says it's from faith to faith.
在罗马书那里讲到说，因信以至于信。There's
an experience of believing as a believer.
在那里面，我们所有信主的人还要经历这个信心的经历。And
that's really what I want to get into. Is looking, I want to look at ways that people believe on the Lord, but then also take those as experiences for current believers to experience victories.
这是我要讲的，就是那些已经信主的人，在他信心里面，就在这个时刻经历有这样信心的经历。
So, for example, I just shared that long story about the bringing our cares to the Lord and not being anxious about them. That's a way of believing.
刚刚我所分享的，把我们的心里面的挂虑交给神，这是一个信心的一个决定。You
don't have peace, but then the peace of God will come to you.
当你没有平安的时候，神的平安就临到你。
So in her case, it was an experience of becoming a believer. In my case, it was an experience of acting like a believer.
她的我阿姨的经历是因为这样的平安让她成为了信徒。我的经历是信我已经相信了，因着相信我里面得到了平安。We
believe as believers. We do the action of belief, though we're already believers.
信所有信徒的人。 要在信心上有信心的行动。But
you never become an unbeliever.
我们永远不会成为不信徒的人。But
you can walk in unbelief.
但是我们可以走在一个不信的道路的上面。In
a sense, you can act like an unbeliever, not looking off to Jesus.
我们当眼睛不看着耶稣基督的时候，我们好像跟一个不信主的人一样。
What faith does every time is it connects you to the Lord Jesus himself.
每次我们相信的时候，就把我们自己跟耶稣基督联合在一起。
So in that case, the connection was to bring all of the cares to the Lord Jesus.
在这里呢，就是把我们的里面的忧虑都交给神。
It's similar to Matthew 11, where Jesus says, "Come to me, and I'll give you rest."
就像马太福音第十一章那里，到我这里来，我给你安息。
You know, many people have believed on the Lord Jesus for the first time by coming to Jesus and bringing all of their sins and cares to Him.
许多人因为就是把自己里面的挂虑交给耶稣基督，成为第一次他们信主的经历。
But this is also a way of victory as a believer that you come to Jesus.
这也是我们信主之后每天可以经历。
Sometimes when you just feel very heavy laden and you're very tired.You need to come to Jesus and unload the burden to the Lord Jesus.
有的时候我们好像是劳苦担重担的，我们就需要来到主面前，把自己里面这些沉重的压力交在主的手里。
Once you've done that, there's some peace, there's some rest that He gives you right then.
那时候我们就得到了平安，得到了安息。
But then He wants you to connect with Him and walk with Him, yoke with Him, and you can discover more rest.
那时候他让我们接着跟他联合在一起，跟他一同同行，跟他同父一轭，更多的经历他。
We're really meant to, as believers, do all of our things together with the Lord, yoked together with the Lord.
我们所有信主的人需要每天都经历主，跟主同父一轭。
But if we feel burdened like that, we know that we need to come to Him so we can walk with Him.
如果现在你里面就有这样沉重的压力，你就需要来到主面前，跟主同行。
The scriptures, whenever there's a scripture calling us to faith, there's also often something for us to do.
当圣经提醒我们要相信它的时候，常常就伴随着我们该做的事情。
That passage in Philippians 4, the thing to do was to let your request be made known to God.
在腓立比书第四章那里面说，把我们心里所要的告诉神。
That's an action of faith. It's an obedience of faith. You're obeying the word.
这是一个信心的行动，我们来遵从神的话。
Or like in Matthew 11, there's an action which is that you need to come to the Lord and then you need to yoke with the Lord.
在马太福音那里面讲到，我们来需要来到主面前，需要跟他同父一轭。
In Romans 10, he just says that in verse 13, like everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
在罗马书第十章那里讲到，所有呼求主名的人就必得救。
This is definitely a way to be initially saved, to call out to the Lord.
这实在也是我们刚是出现的时候向主面前呼求。
But then it describes kind of the process of faith, because this is an experience of faith.
继续讲到我们这个信心的这个一个程序，我们信心的经历。
And he says there, how can someone call on him in whom they haven't believed yet?
如果一个人怎么可以求告主了，他没有相信呢
？And how can they believe if they haven't heard the word？
如果他没有他如果没有听到神的话，他如何相信呢
？And how can they hear the word unless someone shares it, someone preaches？
他们如果没有人向他们讲神的话，他们如何来听到神的话呢
？And then how can they preach unless they are sent by God？
他们如何去传道？如果没有人奉差遣，他们如何怎样去传道
？You see this experience, this whole process, where there is belief, but it's based on the word that's been shared.
我们看到我们这样相信的程序，是在根据神的话分享出来。
So you hear a word from the scriptures, like everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
当我们听到这些凡求告主名的就必得救这样话的时候。
And thank God he has sent somebody to share that word with you.
是在感谢主，神差遣了某个人来把这句话向你分享。
Now, as you hear it, you believe. You believe that it's true, and you believe that it will work.
当我们听到的时候，我们相信这是真实的，我相信这是有功效的。
In Hebrews 11, he says that It's impossible to please God without faith.
在这希伯来书第十一章外面讲到，除非我们相信，就没办法得神的喜悦。
But then he says, you must believe that God is and that He will reward those who seek Him.
我们要相信神是，而且他愿意恩待那些相信他的人。
If you come to the Lord, if you believe, like the Lord will actually respond Himself.
如果我们相信来到神的面前，他实在会对你有回应。
And so as you're having this experience of faith, you know that when you do that action item, it will actually work. God is a rewarder of those who seek Him out.
当我们因着信这样去行的时候，实在有功效的，因为神恩待你赏赐我。
So I know if I call on the name of Jesus, I will be saved.
当我们呼叫耶稣基督的名的时候，我就必得救。
I know a couple of people that have been saved just by saying the name of Jesus, and they did not know much about the gospel.
那时候我也知道很多很多的这样有这样人得救。他们虽然对福音的真理不太清楚，但单单的呼求主的名，他们就得救。
This one man was a retired military special forces man who had killed a lot of people in battle.
这个我认识的一个弟兄，他是一个特种部队的一个退休军人，在战场上他杀了很多的人。
Possibly outside of battle, the way he described himself was if he went to a church meeting, the building would light on fire.
甚至在，不是 ，sorry， 甚至在战场以外，他到了一个地方，整个教堂可能被他烧掉。
And he was very gruff and tough, and he just knew his sins were so bad.
他是里面十分的十分凶的一个人。他知道里面他的罪是何等的污秽。
He actually loved my father. My father was his medical doctor, and he was like a bodyguard to my father sometimes.
他是我的父亲的病人，他是很爱我的爸爸。我爸爸是个医生，他常常像我爸的保镖一样。
And they were friends.
他们是好朋友。
So he came into the office one time, and I was there as a manager, and he was having a heart attack, and he was dying.
那时候我在诊所里工作，他来到诊所里面，他有得了心脏病，几乎要死。
They rushed him to the hospital, and I drove his wife to the hospital also.
他被送到了医院，我也载他的妻子到了医院。
And they said he only had minutes before he passed if they didn't do an emergency surgery.
如果不马上给他紧急手术的话，他可能只能存活几分钟的时间。
And they said most likely he would not survive the surgery.
即使手术，也很有可能他不会存活下来。
So everybody just had a very short time in the room with him, and then I actually had.About 10 seconds to go talk to him.
每个人只能花一点点的时间跟他在一起，我跟他只有十秒钟的时间。
But he looked at me in these 10 seconds, and I only had 10 seconds to share with him. And he had never would receive the gospel message in the past whenever I shared it.
每次我以前跟他愿意传福音的时候，他好像都不愿意听。那在这十分钟的时候，我要跟他传福音。
So I told him, Charles, it's about to get really bad.
我跟他说，查理，可能很多可能很不好的事情会发生。
As it gets bad, just call out to Jesus. Just say the name of Jesus, and He will save you.
当这件事情不好的事情发生不能避免的时候，你就就是呼求主的名，就叫呼叫耶稣基督。
This time he did not dismiss my message.I told him that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
这时候他没有拒绝我跟他讲的话。我以前跟他说过，凡呼求主名的就必得救。
He just looked at me very shocked, and then they carried him out, and I was done. It was really about 10 seconds.
他这十秒钟看着我十分震惊，别人就把他推走。
And we prayed for him, and the surgeons worked the surgery, and it was a difficult surgery.
我们为他祷告。这个手术医生给他做手术，实在是一个很艰难的手术。
When he came out, came to be awake, my father, who's the best friend, and his wife, they went into the room and were so excited because he made it, he survived.
他存活下来了，当他从手术被推出来的时候，我父亲和他的妻子一起去看他。
And all he could do is, and he was happy to see them, and he said, where's Jeffrey, where's Jeffrey?
那时候他很开心，他说，Jeffrey在哪里，Jeffrey在哪里?
So they brought me in the room, and then he told me what happened to him.
那时候，这个我就被叫在他的手术里面，他就告诉我发生了什么事情。
He said, Jeffrey, I did what you said. I said the name of Jesus. I called out to Jesus.
他说，Jeffrey，我做了你要我做的事情。那时候我呼求主名，我呼求耶稣的名字。He
said, I was dying, but I think he appeared at the bottom of my bed, and I said his name, and then he healed me.
我相信我已经要死了。那时候他突然出现在我的床下床头，我相信他救我。
Now this was a healing of the heart. There's surgeons working on it. I'm not trying to describe this as even a miracle of healing, but it was a miracle for sure of salvation.
我不能形容这件事情是一个得救，这个得病得医治的一个神迹，但是我相信这是一个人得救的神迹。
And so this man, he became a believer. And to his own surprise and his wife's surprise, later she became a believer too.
他成为了一个信徒，不久以后他的太太也成为一个信徒，是自己难以置信。Later
on, he did end up dying some years later, but he died as a believer with victory in Christ.
过几年之后，他还是去世了，但是他是在神的得胜中离世。
When you call on the name of the Lord, it's an experience of faith because you're looking to Him to save you.
当我们呼求主名的时候，我们是在信心里经历，让他来拯救我们。Like
the apostles described in the book of Acts, there's a name now, the name of Jesus, that men can be saved by.
就像在使徒行传里使徒们所讲的，这实在有一个名，人可以靠着这个名可以得救。
So everyone who calls out that name Jesus can be saved by that experience of faith.
当我们有这样信心的经历的时候，就是呼求主的名，那个人就可以得救。There
was another man I heard a first-hand account. I don't know if it was the preacher that was preaching that was the preacher in this story, or if he was the drug addict. I think he was the drug addict.
我记得另外一个人得救的经历，我不太记得是他是听到一个传道人的讲道，还是一个某种情况，但是这是有一个吸毒的人。And
so this drug addict was on the street and kind of shaking, and if you've seen somebody that's all messed up, their body is sort of out of control, and sometimes their mind is a little bit just gone. And he was like that, totally gone, no reasoning.
这个一个瘾君子在街道上浑身颤抖，那时候他的头脑、身体无法得到控制。And
this man of God walked by and knelt down next to him and shared that scripture from Romans 10:13.
这个一个信主的人来到他的面前，跟他跪在他的面前，就把罗马书第10章第11节跟他分享，13节跟他分享。
Now he knew he could not explain anything. This man couldn't understand anything. His mind was totally shaken up by the drugs.
这位信主的人知道他没法明白任何的道理，因为他的头脑完全被毒品控制了。So
he gently told him, just say the name Jesus. Just say Jesus and he will save you.
只是他温柔地跟他说，就呼叫主的名字，说出来耶稣基督的名字，他就会让你得救。And
you should have heard this man describing it. He was down on the ground and he said, he whispered Jesus. And then he said Jesus just a little bit louder because his mind started to get clear. And then he said Jesus a little louder and he started to stand up. And then he said Jesus again a little bit louder and he was on his feet all the way. And then he started to shout, Jesus, and his whole mind was sober, and his whole body stopped shaking, and he was both saved and cleansed, even from the drug abuse.
这位吸毒上瘾的人，他 他跪在地上轻声的这个呻吟的说，耶稣，他慢慢的头脑清醒了一点，再大点声说耶稣，再跪起来再大点声说耶稣，他就甚至站起来是说耶稣，在大他甚至站起来高声的呼叫耶稣的时候，耶稣不光是得让他得救，而且用他这个独眼中把他拯救出来。
This is the victory by faith when you become a believer.
这是我们信主得胜的一个经历。
Any experiences you know like that, they also work as a believer after you've believed.
不光是我们刚刚出信的时候有这样的经历，即使我们信主以后还是可以有这样的经历。
Have you ever called out to the Lord Jesus for help, for deliverance?
你会不会向主呼求说，主啊，你来救我，拯救我？
This works so much. Sometimes you don't know what to do, but you just call out to Jesus, and he actually delivers you from what's going on.
有的时候我们实在常常有这样的经历，我们不知所措的时候，我们单单的呼求主名，他就把我们从现在的光景中拯救出来。
I think it's easier to understand that when you think of the word saved is also translated as delivered.
这些得救不光是说得救，而且是得释放的意思。
And in the Bible, sometimes saved is talking about being saved from hell, but sometimes it's talking about being saved from your own carnality or being saved from the temptations of the world.
这里不光是我们从这个地狱的里面得救，而且从我们的肉体里面，从这个世界中得释放。
So in a real sense, there's a victory to be discovered by faith when you call on the name of Jesus as a believer.
实在，这是我们能够真正能够感受到的，就是因着信，我们可以得胜。
Now I described a couple of emergency situations where people really had no other option and they didn't know much and they didn't know what to do.
刚刚我形容的是在我们一些紧急的情况下，不知没有其他的方法的时候。
But sometimes as a believer, you're in a similar circumstance, and you just have no idea what to do.
有的时候我们虽然信主了，但是我们常常陷在同样的情况下，我们不知道如何处理一些事情。
The Lord wants to bring victory into that experience, but it has to come by belief.
主要把这个得胜的经历放在我们的里面，但是我们必须要相信。
But you don't have something so specific to know what to do. How do I believe in this circumstance? What do I do?
但是我也并不知道具体我们要做什么，我到底要做什么呢？
You can always call on the name of the Lord and gain the victory.
我们最容易的经历就是呼求主的名，我们就可以得到得胜。
I've been out walking and I've been in the car sometimes where I can't even control just, you know, either sad or bad thoughts that are coming to my mind.
有的时候走路的时候，有的时候开车的时候，我没法控制我里面那些负面的甚至一些忧伤的想法。
And I remember it was like I became lost on how to overcome that. I didn't know what to do.
有的时候我真是没法胜过这样的思虑，我不知道如何去做。
And I normally, like it says in 2 Corinthians 10, I normally bring and capture thoughts and bring them to obey Christ.
我常常就把这些心思把它收据起来，放到主那里面，就像哥林多后书里面讲的。
This is one of our weapons of warfare describes where you take every thought captive and lead it to the obedience of Christ.
这些就是我们得胜征战的一个经历，就把这一切把它这个降服在主的大能的手下。
There's been a couple of times I can remember where nothing was working, and all that I did was I called out and said Jesus.
有的时候我尝试了许多许多的方法都没办法得胜，我就呼求主的名。
This car ride, I don't know if anyone saw me driving, but I was shouting Jesus in the car alone by myself. Just Jesus.
那天不晓得别人看我是不是看见我这样开车。那天我一边开车一边呼求主耶稣。
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered.
所有呼求主的名就必得救。
And the Lord saved me and brought me to remember Christ. and brought me by faith into the victory that I have in Christ.
那一天主救了我，让我想起啊，耶稣基督是何等的信使，让我经历他自己的得胜的途径。
Before I became a believer, and as a young believer, I used to have some terrible dreams that I could not get out of.
在我信主之前，特别是我初信的时候，我里面常常有做一些噩梦。
I've actually talked to many people in different states or countries that have had a similar bad experience.
我跟不同的州有很多的人跟我有同样的这样坏的经历。
It seems almost like an evil attack, and you become trapped, and you know that you are in the dream, but you can't get out of it.
就像我们被恶者攻击一样，在我们的这个噩梦里面没法得释放。
And I remember I was frozen, and I couldn't speak.
那时候我觉得我自己浑身僵硬，没法说话。
This happened many times. It was the scariest thing.
它常常发生，让我里面十分的惧怕。
As I became a believer, though, I discovered the victory that we have in Christ.
当我得救之后，我慢慢的发现了，我可以胜过，靠主可以胜过。
I had the same terrible dream, and I couldn't say a word.
那时候我还同样的有这样的噩梦，没法说一句话。
But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered.
所有呼求主的灵就必得救。
And so I said, Jesus.
那时候我在梦中说，耶稣。
And suddenly, I was awake, and I was saying Jesus out loud.
那时候我突然间清醒过来，我嘴里面说耶稣基督，大声说耶稣基督。
For a short season, every time I had a dream like this, I learned what to do. I just said Jesus, and immediately I was fine, and I was out of it.
在一段这一段时间，我就知道我的秘诀在哪里。每次做噩梦的时候，我就呼喊说耶稣，那时候我就得了释放。
And other people who have had the same experience have tried to call out to Jesus, and they also have told me that as soon as they said Jesus, they were delivered. They were done with that evil dream.
许多许多的其他的信徒也同样的经历跟我分享，说当我们在做噩梦的时候，当呼求主名的时候，当说出耶稣的名字的时候，就从噩梦中清醒过来。Who
is he that gets the victory over the world?
谁能够胜过这个世界呢？
It's he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
就是那些相信耶稣基督是神儿子的人。
We need current victory as believers, current experiences of victory to walk with.
我们的经历，得胜的经历，就是现在得胜的经历。
And I don't want to motivate you to try harder and become victorious.
我们不需要很努力地变更加的得胜。
If you try, I think what you'll discover is that the harder you try, the less victorious you are.
如果我们很用力的去努力的话，你发觉我们越努力，我们越不能得胜。
Who is it that gets the victory?
谁能够得胜？
Is it the one who tries the hardest, who works the hardest?
是那些很努力工作的人吗？
It's the one who believes.
不是的，是那些相信的。
There's another scripture which is actually written for believers in 1 John 1:9.
在约翰一书第一章第九节。
I think that song we sang earlier, Victory in Jesus, is kind of based on this concept, the victory by the blood.
刚刚我们所读的那段唱的那首诗歌是可能是从此出而发。
In 1 John 1:9, it describes how if you confess your sins, that because of God's faithfulness and his righteousness, he will forgive you and he will cleanse you.
约翰一书第一章第九节，这里讲的，我们若认自己的罪，他是信实是公义的，叫洁净我们一切的不义。Now,
I think I've been around hundreds of people that first get saved through this verse.
有许多许多的成百上千的人，也经因为他们这样是这愿，他们罪得赦免而得救。Basically,
I think it was this scripture that helped me when I first got saved.
也是我自己得救的经历。It
works. It's an experience of faith because I'm bringing my sins, I'm confessing my sins, and bringing them to the Lord Jesus.
这实在是有功效的，因为把自己的罪来到主，带到主耶稣的面前。
It's a type of repentance, it's a type of belief.
这是一种一种相信，也是一种悔改。
So you become victorious when you first believe and all your sins are forgiven and they're forgiven for eternity and you will not go to hell.
就是我们初信的时候就得胜，因为我们胜过了罪，把这些罪来到主的面前，我们不再受罪的捆绑，而且不再受地狱火的审判。
But this scripture was actually written for believers to experience victory from their sins regularly.
但是这句话也是为信徒讲的，不光是说初信之前，是我们信主以后也常常让罪不再受捆绑。
The opposite of experiential victory from your sins is described in the verse before and after verse 9.
在没有信不是信心经历在这句话之前第八节和第十节里面所讲。
Instead of confessing your sins, you pretend like you have no sin.
不去认自己的罪，而且是装作自己是无罪。
Instead of owning up to your sins, you reason it out and say that's not really a sin.
不承认自己是犯罪的，而且去理论是这是不是罪。
Instead of walking in the light as a believer in fellowship, you hide in darkness.
不行走在光中，而行在黑暗里。
That's a believer. That's a description of a believer in 1 John 1.
在约翰一书那里讲的是那些信主已经信主的人。
But the victory that we're talking about is very simple. It's just by faith, just by bringing those sins to the one who has died for your sins.
这里面得胜的经历是很简单，就是借着信把我们的罪带到神的面前。
This is simple faith in the Son of God.
这是单单的、简单的相信神的儿子。
Right after that, he says, "I'm writing this to you, my children, so you would stop sinning."
在之后，他讲到。孩子们，我写信给你们，让你们不要再犯罪。
But if you do sin, and remember he's talking to believers, if you do sin,
但是如果你犯罪的话，
we have a patron for us, you know, with the Father, a representative with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
我们有一位先锋，就是那位耶稣基督，那位完全公义的人。
He's that provision for our sins.
他是我们一切的供应。
This belief on him on the cross, dying for our sins, is not just a one-time belief.
这些相信耶稣基督挂在十字架赦免我的罪，不光是一次的相信。
The first belief, the first action, you become a believer.
第一次的相信让我们成为信徒。
But then all of the other times of confessing your sins, you just act like a believer.
每次我们来到主面前认我们的罪，我们是在行出信徒的本分。
You are walking in the victory that comes by the blood of Jesus.
我们靠着耶稣这个宝血行在得胜的里面。
When Jesus went to wash the feet of the disciples, Peter did not want him to wash his feet.
当耶稣基督要为门徒们洗脚的时候，彼得说：“哦，不要你帮我洗。”
His feet were dirty.
他的脚是脏的。
But Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. You have no fellowship with me.
主耶稣跟他说，如果我不洗你的脚，你跟我是无关的。
So Peter misunderstood. He started to take off all his clothes and said, wash my whole body.
彼得当然是有错误的理解，他把所有衣服脱掉，说你帮我整个洗个澡。
And you can imagine Jesus had to stop him, but he said, your whole body is already clean by the word which was spoken to you.
他耶稣当然指出他的错误，说你的全身已经洁净了，就借着向你所说的话已经洁净了。
Peter had already become a believer. He had already confessed the good confession.
那时候彼得已经成为了信徒，他已经认罪归向主。
He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
他说你是神的儿子，你是基督神的儿子。
But as believers, we often need our feet washed to be in fellowship with Jesus.
常常的成为信徒的人，我们的脚也需要常常被耶稣基督来洁净。
And so Jesus cleansing the feet of Peter is like dealing with any sins that have happened as a believer.
耶稣基督为彼得洗脚，就像耶稣基督常常为我们所有信主的人来洁净我们的罪一样。
He doesn't need to be saved again, but he does need to be cleansed from the current dirt on his feet.
他不需要再次的得救，但是他的脚需要再次被洁净。
Like it says in Hebrews 10, you have to be sprinkled on your hearts from a wicked conscience by the blood.
我们的心需要被耶稣的宝血来洒去，心中的罪。
It's not gaining a born again experience for the first time, but it is being cleansed from any sins that have been on your heart.
我们这样的经历不是第一次我们信主得救的经历，而是我们心中一切的污秽被他的宝血所洒去。
The experience that happened in John's Gospel in chapter 1 was an experience of faith by receiving Jesus.
约翰福音第一章那里讲到的是我们第一次得着主的经历。
In verse 11, 12, 13, he says that the Lord Jesus came to his own, but they did not receive him.
在第一章第十一节那里讲到他来到这个世上，那些人却不接待他。
But as many as received him, those he gave the right to be children of God.
那些已经接待他了，就让他们成为神的儿女，给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Now that is describing people first becoming believers.
那时候在讲我们第一次得救，成为神的儿女。
But just like we've looked at so many verses that were written to believers, and it works for becoming a believer, the same thing is true when you find a verse about becoming a believer. It works as a believer.
许多我们这里讲到那些圣经的经文，我们因着它能够得救，能够第一次相信主的时候，也同样的在我们信主以后，那些的话也帮助我们继续的得主耶稣的拯救。
So if we could borrow it, the experience is very similar, as a believer.
那时候的经历与我们得救的经历有一些相似。
The Lord often comes to His own.Comes in light, but they are hiding in darkness, and they don't receive him.
常常的耶稣来到人的当中，像一个亮光，一个光一样来到人的当中，人却藏在黑暗的里面，不愿意。
Now, the reason you won't receive the Lord is because you've got other things in your life that you love more, that you want to handle.
你们不愿意接待耶稣基督的原因，是因为在我们的生活中，我们有另外所喜爱的东西。
But if you do receive him.You experience the goodness of being born again.
当我们经历他，愿意接待他的时候，我们再一次经历我们重生得救。
As you receive him, that light shines in darkness, and all the areas in your life are just exposed.
当我们经历他这个光照在我们生命中一切一切的角落里面，我们黑暗就不行在黑暗里面。
So this experience is just like.You're there, but you know that something's wrong in your life, and you just pause and look away to the Lord and receive Him.
就像我们看到自己，我知道我们生活里面有一些不讨主心意的东西，我们就停下来，去转眼仰望耶稣基督，让他照光照在我们的生命里。
Think about when you break bread and you take the cup and you take the bread.
当我们擘饼的时候，我们拿起饼来，拿起杯来。
In a physical sense, you're doing something that's actually.Receiving into your mouth and into your body.
我们是在这个用我们的手把这些饼和杯拿起来，放在嘴里面，吞到肚子里。
If you receive that cup, you receive the cleansing of the precious blood.
当我们领用杯的时候，我们经历它的血的洁净。
You can't take it and not consider the Lord, or even consider if your sins have been forgiven.
我们没办法这样做，说我们。这样饮主的血，比如说我们的罪还没有被洁净。
It's not something religious to do. It's an experience of the Lord Jesus. It's a receiving of the Lord Jesus.
这不是一个宗教的仪式，而是我们接受主放在我们的里面。
You take the bread and you know that His body was broken for you. You know that there's one body in the church, and you receive the Lord Jesus.
我们，当我们擘他吃饼，用他的饼的时候，我们知道。整个教会是他的身体，是一个身体。我们接领用耶稣基督的身体。
I've had a few times where I could not receive the bread because something was wrong with me and another believer.
有的时候我好像没办法领这个饼，因为我跟其他的圣徒关系上出了破裂。
And it was right that I passed it on for me, but it was the hardest thing to do.
我没有去领它, 可能是一个对的一个决定, 但实在是十分艰难。
I can tell you, as soon as I could, I got things right with that believer, so I could receive the Lord next time.
当我跟那些那个圣徒重新和好的时候，我们可以再次波比，那时候实在是我的释放。
I've been in a breaking of bread meeting and passed a note to somebody apologizing, just so I could receive the bread.
在波饼聚会的里面，我有时候把一个小纸条传给另外一个弟兄或者姊妹，让他赦免我，所以我可以解冰饼。
You'll see that sometimes, maybe even within a family, somebody apologizing to another as they realize that they have to receive the word.
你知道，在我们日常生活常常有这样的发生，甚至在我们的家庭的里面，我们彼此的赦免，因为这样做才可以去过。
And sometimes it's just that simple. You have to take a pause, whatever's going on, and lift your heart to the Lord and just say, Lord, I receive you.
有的时候我们就要停下来。 把我们眼光定睛在主自己的身上，说主啊，我愿意接受，接纳，接受。
It's like that scripture in Revelation 3 where the Lord is knocking on the outside of the house for a church, and he's like, whoever hears my voice and will receive me, I'll enter in and I'll sup with them, I'll fellowship with them.
就像在启示录第三章那里讲到的，在耶稣在门外敲门。 就是凡开门为我开门的接纳我的，我愿意跟他一同作息。
We borrow that scripture all the time sharing with unbelievers to receive the Lord, but it's actually for believers and even for a church situation where we need to receive the Lord into our midst.
我们常常用这段经文跟非信徒的人去分享，让他们接受，实在也这是我们所有信主的经历，让我们可以接纳，接受。
As he's received, you gain the victory over darkness, you gain the victory over the world.
当我们接受主到我们里面的时候，我们胜过死亡，胜过黑暗。
Just the last one I'll mention is this experience that people had of contemplating the Lord or beholding the Lord and being saved.
就像我们刚刚所分享的，我们思想主，我们定睛在主身上来得救，经历他的得救。
In John 1:14, he says, we beheld or we contemplated his glory, the glory of an only begotten Son with the Father.
在约翰福音第一章第十四节那里讲到，他说我们所看到的是父独生子的荣光。
Now, the Word became flesh or human and lived among humanity.
道成肉身，住在我们中间，活在我们这群世人的当中。
Many people saw him with their eyes, but not many contemplated him or beheld him.
许多人亲眼看见耶稣，但是没有心里没有好好的思想耶稣基督。
This is an action of faith. It's where you kind of spiritually stare at the Lord.
我们实在这是一个信心的一个动作，就是我们定睛在主自己身上。
Yeah, and as they beheld him, the Lord gave them understanding and revelation, and they saw that he's the Christ, he's the Son of the living God.
当我们定睛在主身上的时候，神给我主就给他们明白的心智，也让他们看见他是永生神的儿子。Now,
basic faith is looking off unto Jesus, the leader and the completer of our faith.
那些基础的信心就是我们定睛仰望耶稣基督，他是我们信心创始成功的来源。
Like in Hebrews, right after a whole chapter about faith and obeying and walking by faith, it says, now let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith.
在希伯来书最后也是分享到，让我们定睛转眼仰望耶稣基督，他是我们的信心的创始成功的那个人。
He was the one you looked to when you first experienced faith. He's the leader of it.
他是我们初信的时候，我们第一眼看见耶稣得救那个领导。
And he's going to be there at the very end, looking, we're going to behold him face to face in that day.
有一天我们要跟他面对面，那时候他在最终的时候还跟我们在一起。
Your body will be saved and be victorious.
那时候我们的身体要被拯救，要被得胜。
Your soul will be all cleansed up and you won't have any sin problem anymore.
我们的魂也要得到 拯救里面没有任何的问题。
He has given such victory at the end where you will be saved to sin no more.
一直到底他要拯救我们，让我们不再犯罪。
And our calling now is to walk in that victory by just fixing our eyes on Jesus, believing on Him, and living in the goodness of His victory.
对我们的呼召是我们定睛仰望在耶稣基督的身上，继续相信他，走在他的道路上。
Everyone that's born again has the victory over the world.
所有人已经重生得救的人已经胜过了这个世界。
And I simply wanted to encourage you, brothers and sisters, that you have the victory as believers.
我在这里鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们已经有耶稣基督的胜在我们里面。
I know there are things in our lives that we need to see the experience of victory through them.
我们知道，在我们生活中有很多很多的事情，我们需要经历这个有这样重新得胜的经历。
We have circumstances and problems that we need to overcome.
我们有一些问题，有一些生活的情况，我们需要胜过。
As soon as we believe on the Lord, we overcome. As soon as we trust in the Lord, we have the victory.
只要我们一相信耶稣基督，我们就可以胜过这一切。只要一相信耶稣基督，我们就有得胜的经历。
So in whatever way that you can remember to experience faith, do that, and the Lord will bring the victory into your life experience.
也许你从前有你得胜的经历或者方法，你这样重新经历的时候，你就可以在主里面再一次的得胜。
Let's look off to the Lord together in prayer.
我们一起定睛仰望耶稣。
Our Lord, we take our hearts and our cares and our problems and our weight, and we bring them before you.
主啊，我们把我们的心、我们心里的心思、自己的压力啊，一切的重担都啊。这是放在主你这个手中。
Lord, you know the case with everyone among us.
你知道我们每个人有不同的情况。
And Lord, we know that what we need is the Lord Jesus. We need to just simply come to you and believe on you.
主啊，你知道我们最需要的就是你自己，我们耶稣基督，我们的主。我们要啊，更多的相信你。
Lord, we cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us.
我们把我们的一切的挂虑都放在你的。手中，我们知道你顾念我们。
Lord, I don't pray merely for a victory to happen in certain cases, but I pray that you would bring us into belief and into walking as believers.
不光是我们为自己有一个一个单独得胜的经历，更把我们就是带到真实的相信和信心的里面。
Lord, we pray thanking you for the victory that we have in our Lord Jesus.
我们实在感谢你，在我耶稣基督，我们已经成就的那个得胜的地位。
Lord, we repent of this sin of unbelief, of looking away from our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我为我们自己从前就是不相信你，常常远离你，我们的眼光不注重在你的身上，我们这样的经历来祷告，来
圣灵赐给我们。Lord, we fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
让我们的眼光能够定睛在主你自己的身上。
Lead us, Lord, and finish the work that you've started.
带领我们，这是在我们中间完成你所要成就的工作。
We believe on you, Lord.
主啊，我们相信。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。Thank you, brother Jeffrey.
Thank you all.